Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
We have the great luxury of having Shayna Goldman guest with us every week here on Sabres Live. I feel like our show is less cruel to the hosts and the guests than the Stanley Cup playoffs can be. Oh. Think of just Colin Blackwell for a moment and the highs and the lows that have been experienced for this individual from an OT winner to an agonizing own goal fired off of his own teammate in Sam Steele and then off of him and into the net. Shayna, welcome in. Obviously, we have one Game 7 on the docket already because of the chaos that happened last night in Colorado and Dallas.
I know. I'm so glad. I went into last night going, please give us one or two Game 7s, not just because I don't want to write previews, because Game 7s are the best. And I think a lot of these series have been total bangers. I think Minnesota-Vegas has been one of the best series that we've seen in Round 1. I wanted the extra game. I want the overtime. So that bad luck by the Stars is going to benefit everyone that's not a Stars fan right now. I'm very sorry, Dallas. But, hey, you have to be good to win the Stanley Cup, but you also have to be lucky, right? It's you don't want to be lucky to be good, but it's good to be lucky.
Who do you got? Just because I had Colorado winning the Cup against the Tampa Bay Lightning, and it almost happened that both my teams making it to the finals were going to be out in the first round. I'm still believing in Colorado, but it's hard to watch them, just the highs and the lows and the highs and the lows, and Dallas the same way. So do you think it's going to be the same thing in Game 7?
Well, I'm biased because I had the same exact Stanley Cup final as
you. Oh, yeah,
you.
That's right.
And you know, it's so risky because you're picking the two best-on-best series essentially on each side of the bracket in Round 1, and you could lose everything. I kind of thought the Stars were going to take it in 6 last night. Like, going to Game 6, I'm like, if the Stars are going to win this series, they're going to close this out. If the Avs are going to win this series, obviously you have to win 2 straight. But I kind of like their chances now in 7, which I was not feeling going into that game at all. I felt like, you know what, Dallas has done enough to swing the momentum their way. But I think that there is one interesting trend emerging, and it's kind of similar to the regular season. The Stars came into the playoffs on a complete and total low, right? Since the Four Nations break there. Mm-hmm. Their expected goal numbers were some of the worst in the league, mm-hmm. and a lot of it was because of their defense, and obviously without Haskinen in the lineup, they're forcing guys like Labushkin and CC to play minutes that nobody should ever want them to play, and that right side of the lineup is really challenging. And then the numbers, they kept winning until the end of the season. They went on a losing streak. When they came into this series, their 5-on-5 numbers were some of the best that they've been in a very long time, right? And that was really encouraging for the Stars. Not just that you're a better 5-on-5 team, but you're doing it against the Avs. You're holding your own. The last 3 games, I think it is now, we're seeing their numbers start to go in the wrong direction again, and the Avs start to control play a little bit more and dominate them at 5-on-5. Hasn't always worked out on the score sheet, obviously, as Game 5 shows you, but you see the numbers hurting the Stars in 4 and now Game 6. So I am curious if they can get their 5-on-5 game back together, or if it's going to be similar to the regular season where you see those numbers start taking off and then the results follow.
I am fully aware that typically history does not mean a lick tomorrow. These are different teams. and one can reasonably assume a different type of game and different result. However, Pete DeBoer is 8-0 in game sevens. No one, player, coach, goalie, has ever won 9 game sevens, let alone go 9-0. Is Pete DeBoer the X factor tomorrow?
No, I'm going to say no. The X factor is that Roope Hintz and Mikko Rantanen found their chemistry and are absolutely crushing it together with a four-point period. I know, but that second period, you go, okay, this is a good sign, right? I think in game five, you got your good sign of Wyatt Johnston scoring goals again because he got to a slower start than I thought he would have in the postseason, especially after what he did last year. But the X factor is going to be, can Mikko Rantanen and Roope Hintz do it again? Not can Pete DeBoer coach his way into this? Because, I mean, honestly, how is he going to do that, right?
I don't know.
I don't see how he could in this moment. Coaches, you know, like, what adjustments are you going to make up front or on the back end? Like, if you're inserting Miro Heiskanen, you're making some coaching adjustments, right? You're changing your lineup up. Mm-hmm. But who among us wouldn't want to have that luxury?
Right.
We could have another game seven on Sunday, depending on what happens between the Jets and the St. Louis Blues tonight. It's in St. Louis, 8 o'clock Eastern puck drop. Well, probably 8:15 or whatnot, but
probably like 8:50.
Okay. Yeah, there's no games before that, and they'll delay it until 8:45 anyway. Mark Scheifele not in the lineup. He got rocked a couple. Oh, love to rock the Fasca. Fasca, whatever, that clip that George sent us in our group chat. I'll share it with you. But he's not going to be in, but Nick Ehlers looked like he's coming back. Can the Jets survive without their number one center? And they didn't acquire a second-line center this year. They went with Namestnikov. So now you have Namestnikov, Lowry, and that's it in the middle, really. Like, that's tough for the Jets.
Oh, yeah, and you know, the decision not to get a 2C was really interesting because you look at how everyone around them in the Central got better, right? Like, the Blues didn't have to make big swings because they did enough in the offseason and the coaching change and the vibes, and they're in a different position than the 1-2-3 in the Central Division. So I think it hurt them not only that they didn't, but a lot of their opponents did. So if they're going to, you know, move on from here, that hole is going to be glaring. The 2C position, as it wasn't perfect. So now that you're even more shorthanded, because you didn't know how these guys were going to respond to a postseason environment anyway, right? Like, that's been the narrative forever for the Jets. And, like, I hate to just carry the same one year after year, but there's good reason to. Mark Scheifele and Kyle Connor have been great in this series, right? Mm-hmm. The whole thing going into game three was, can the Blues contain them? And if they can't, is their season over? So now you're going to be without them, and that's going to be really crushing. Yes, Namestnikov and Kyle Connor connect for a goal in game five. Maybe they can do that again. But they're asking a lot of someone who's more of a utility guy, right? Like, not to knock him. It's just it's a different role. Can they do it without him? There's two key questions, right? Is Ehlers back, and what does he look like in a postseason environment? Because if you're going to look at any Jets forward and carry that narrative, it is around Nikolaj Ehlers, because he is so good and so effective in the regular season to the point where everyone's always clamoring for him to play more, right? Get more meaningful minutes, get power play one time, and there's good reason behind it. But in the postseason, it hasn't translated yet. So what is he bringing to the lineup now that he's healthy? And is he healthy enough to be in the lineup or be effective? The other part of it is Connor Hellebuck. Can you get the goaltending support to make up for what you don't have offensively?
So who wins the series, St. Louis or Winnipeg?
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I think if the Jets are winning it, they have to win it tonight. They have to close it out. If not, I don't like their chances. And it's the same thing with the Avs. So it's, again.
So well, you, sorry. So who wins Dallas, Colorado?
I say, now there's going seven. I'm going to say it's the Avs. So I'm going to go the same way with the Blues. If the Jets can close it out tonight, it's theirs. If not, it's going to go. And is that opposite? Did I screw that up?
I think maybe, but I'm not going to dwell on it. That's fine. Who's going to win?
So you have Colorado, and if Winnipeg doesn't win tonight, St. Louis in seven. That's basically the scenario.
No, wait, I'm the same. No, it is the same. I swear. Whoever wins game six is winning.
Okay, that's not what I'm asking. Who's going to win the series, St. Louis or Winnipeg?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It depends.
It depends on tonight, Duffer. Follow along.
If the Jets close it out tonight, it is theirs. If it's going seven, the Blues
are
doing it.
How many horses are you betting on in the Derby tomorrow?
I am
hedging. Hedging.
I'm not betting on anybody tonight, okay?
Vegas and Edmonton then. This is simple. We have not even played a game. Who's going to win that series?
Vegas is winning this series. You cannot let the Golden Knights get hot, and the Golden Knights got hot at the right time against Minnesota. I think the Wild did a very good job containing the Golden Knights' best, and it took some lineup adjustments to get Jack Eichel going. I think it took a lot of pressure off him to put William Karlsson on his line to get that two-way support. I didn't think Eichel was going to need that, but I guess when you look how stacked that top line for Minnesota was, it makes sense. So if Edmonton keeps Draisaitl and McDavid on the same line, and at this point, why wouldn't they? Because that's what got them past the Kings in round one. That was a key part of it. It does make sense in a way to say, okay, Vegas can keep that stacked top line for them, three shutdown talents, and see what happens. And then they have the depth, I think. Then you go to the bottom nines, and I like Vegas' chances better. I like their blue line better, and I like their forward group better. Obviously, I like Aiden Hill better than the Oilers' goaltending. Low bar there, but I don't even know if like the matchup comes to that exactly because of the advantages in front of the blue paint.
Right, but low bar Pickard is 4-0. This is worth
noting. He is 4-0, giving up a bad goal in every game pretty much, but they still survive it, so whatever. So Stuart Skinner is like, I've given up bad goals too, but I don't win games when I give up bad goals. But Shayna, nobody really cares about that in the States, but we do have some Canadian audience, you know, across the river and all the way into Toronto. I was asked this morning, who has the best chance out of the Canadian teams remaining to win the Stanley Cup? Because now Ottawa and Montreal are out, so it's Toronto, Edmonton, and potentially Winnipeg. I answered the Winnipeg Jets, knowing that they're not even through the first round yet. I just don't see Toronto beating Florida, and I don't see the Oilers beating Vegas. Am I crazy to think Winnipeg, even though they're not true, would be the best chance?
I don't think you're crazy, because I kind of do feel like if the Jets can get past round one and Hellebuck can settle in with a series win, I think he's going to round back into form. Like, I don't understand the situation. I'm going to dig my heels in and say he is better than this. So I like that pick, but I am going to go different than you. The Jets would be my number two team, but I'm going to go Edmonton as my number one team because I think the coaching game, I want to give Chris Knobloch a lot of credit, and I like what they talked about. They didn't care about the regular season. Just get to the playoffs, and now it's business for them. And I guess when you go to the Stanley Cup final the year before, you can think that way, right? Because you're like, it doesn't matter. Get past the 82 games, and then we know what to do when it matters most. And I think they do, and I again, as I'm insulting their back end, and I am, and their goaltending – I think that they figured out a way to get that forward group clicking in a way that they needed. So I would bet on them, but I just don't see it going to a Canadian team.
So who's winning Florida, Toronto, and who's winning Carolina, Washington?
I'm going to go Panthers for sure. I think we overestimated the Lightning and underestimated the Panthers. Two things can be true, and you look at all the injuries, and it explains the Lightning's performance, but I also think we had not seen a Florida Panthers team at full strength with Marchand, Seth Jones, Aaron Ekblad, all in the fold. Oh, and Matthew Tkachuk. So they're firing on all cylinders. I think their depth is such a weapon. I think it's different for the Leafs to contain the Senators versus containing the Panthers, who are going to frustrate them to no end. I give that one to the Panthers. Kane's Caps is a little bit trickier for me. With Frederik Andersen healthy, I like the Kane's chances a lot better than I did with Kochek off in net. I know he had a good regular season. I didn't like his play down the stretch, though, and I didn't love his play against the Devils. But I don't want to underestimate the Capitals either. I'm going to give it to them. I think that they have a really deep forward group. And now that they have Protas back, they have another weapon. And they had no weak links on defense. The Ferravari injury does change that for them. So now I think the Canes' blue line and back end stacks up a lot better to them. But Logan Thompson looks like the Logan Thompson we saw all season, right? Up until the end of the year. So I'm going to go Washington with the smallest of edges. But please give me game seven. Please. I want a long series. I want to enjoy this. Stop rushing everything.
Okay. Because you mentioned Florida and we talked about Nick Ehlers and Toronto advancing, there's three UFAs on those teams. There's Sam Bennett, there's Mitch Marner, and there's Nick Ehlers. I understand they won't get the same money, but for what is projected and what they may be able to fetch on the open market, which one of those three do you see a better fit for the Buffalo Sabres if they were to say we need to add in a top six role on the wing?
I think Sam Bennett is staying in Florida. Like, I don't think they're going to let him go anywhere. I think the wingers, you have a better chance of seeing go elsewhere. If you have to go head-to-head and pick one, it's going to be Mitch Marner. He's the better fit because he's the better player, right? Like, he is more of a game-breaker on the wing. He brings a lot of two-way strengths. I think he could help the Sabres in all three zones, in all situations. Like, he is what you need. He's everything and more. And he instantly jumps out to be the number one winger on this team. It knocks everybody down into better spots, and I think that's great for everyone. With Ehlers, he's a very good player, and I really like him. But does he have what it takes in the postseason is going to be a good question, because once the Sabres get to the playoffs, right, and they break through in that way, now you need difference makers in the playoffs. And I would worry about that a little bit. And I also think that when you have players going to unrestricted free agency, they're already in a different age range than that, like, ideal prime that you're looking for players, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're going for two players who are currently in their prime and then you're going to sign them into their 30s, you need someone that starts at a higher level, because as they age, that's going to, like, you know, that level might come down and be below average relative to their heights, but it's going to be above average relative to the average forward, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So I think that you get that longevity more so from Marner because he has that higher starting point.
100%. Shana, thank you. Enjoy the weekend. And here's to getting two game sevens to watch.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We're back after this on Sabres Live.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.